Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. Some of the many services we offer include nursing and social work services. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Christina Liu. And we're speaking with Dahlia Ellison from Douglas Elliman, who's a licensed real estate broker, and sharing some of the stuff that's going on in selling and buying a house during COVID. But before we get back to Dahlia specifically with this, I want to touch on two things, because she said the word compassion, which is very true. And I know Dahlia, and she's a wonderful, loving woman. And she's also actually very, very good friends with Anna Kaplan, our senator, who was on maybe about a month ago, mm-hmm. Anna was on the program, and is doing a wonderful job and up for election in November. And I didn't meet Dahlia through Anna, but it just, in conversation. And then also in conversation, we just had a little bit more of it this morning, we were introduced to Dahlia's son. And Dahlia's son does body repair, not repair, but like fixing up the cars. And I want you to talk about it, because I didn't know this morning that he had been sick. So we went to him during this past week, and my partner and I, and my partner has a 40, 50 year old Mustang that looks like it's brand new after he worked on it. And actually, I'm going to go to Dahlia right now, because I want to share his story, because it's tremendous. And in this time of COVID, okay, we all have to look for the silver lining in everything. And that's Christina. She's the most positive person I've ever come across. I say there's no Christmas this year, and she's like, don't ever say that. There can be a Christmas. It'll be different, but there'll be Christmas. Tell us about your son, Dahlia. Then we're going to go back to you. So I'm not stealing from you, but he's wonderful young man.
Thank you. He's in car detailing business. And about 8 years ago, 7.5 years ago, he was diagnosed with leukemia. And I spent 6 months in the hospital with him. And the interesting part is he was always interested in this business. And he was still going to college when all this happened. And he had to take a 1 year break from college. So he was very interested in the car detailing business, and believe it or not, when he did come home, his first project was in our dining room on a piece of a motorcycle, a very small piece, 1 foot by 2 feet. And at that time, he was still extremely fragile after 6 months of chemo and bone marrow transplant. But he was adamant about starting his business right there and then. So I sat with him in the dining room and held the piece for him so he could start wrap it. And at that time, I had no idea what is going on. And 7 years later, he graduated from college with business degree, and he opened up his own shop, and he is doing amazing. He works with a lot of cars and a lot of even boats. And that's also a passion for him. And I'm so proud of him. He's doing wonderfully. And thank you so much, John, for mentioning that.
I had no idea he was sick. I said, I met him on this past week, and we're picking up the car this afternoon, but just a wonderful young man. And then when you told me what he had gone through, as opposed to being discouraged, disgusted, and quitting, he has the Christina Liu gene. You move forward as best you can, and he's a successful young man with a thriving business. Yes. There's somebody else, unfortunately, that's sitting at home watching TV saying, poor me. You can't do that in life. You have to move forward as best you can, knowing that people will always support you. People are there to help you. And it's because of, we went to him because of his mom, literally because the daddy recommended him. We think you're wonderful. So I was like, give him a shot. And we would recommend him to anybody. Anyway.
Thank you, John. It's very important what you just mentioned. People who are sitting home and feeling sorry for themselves need to know that they're not alone. There are people at all times who will help them, who will guide them. All you need to do is ask. And nobody needs to be left alone. And there is so much support around all of us. And there is so much to look forward to in life that it would be a shame to waste it sitting home feeling like a victim. Yes, life sometimes is very, very cruel. But look for the silver lining and look for a little light at the end of the tunnel and just take that path and move on. And surely there will be people on your way to help you and get you out of the hole that you've been kind of fallen into.
No, it's just so interesting, you know, because, you know, just, you know, the example of your son is just so touching and an inspirational viewpoint, you know, and that just is the viewpoint that you kind of hope even during this time, you know, and even in it, it kind of works its way to the real estate world and how we were, you know, people are feeling and they're scared. And you had mentioned the unknown, you know, and, you know, during the break, you had said something which was so great. And it's the point of this show really is to educate people, to get the word out, because that is the thing that causes the most anxiety for people is this unknown. And that creates fear. And then fear creates, you know, you just want to stay in that, you know, there's so many people I know during this time that were scared to leave the house, you know, because it's there's so much unknown and you get all these different things and you see the news and everything kind of bogs you down. But, you know, Dahlia, I think when you said just how important it is to not be so fearful, and to trust that things are going to work out and things are being done, you know, the safest way possible.
Absolutely. The fear of unknown makes people freeze, make people not make a move. A lot of people are considering a sale, but they say, where would I go? How would the process go? And there is so much anxiety around that that makes them just stay in their place and not make any moves. But I want everybody to know that the opportunities that are right now presented to the sellers is once in a lifetime thing. For the first time after perhaps 20 years, the dynamic of having a home has changed and people are going back to basics. Our homes used to be considered as a place to sleep in and maybe have one or two meals and then rush out of the house in the morning again. But it's changed now. People want to have a home that they can live in, work in, have family values. So don't be scared of putting your house on the market because there are a lot of good qualified buyers out there. And don't be scared that it's going to sell so quickly that you're going to be left without a house. That's not the case. Number one, the process has slowed down due to COVID. Things don't get done as quickly as it used to. So you have a few months before it's time for you to actually sign on the dotted line and move on. That's very important for you to understand. There is a phrase in our in the contracts that gives an on or about date, which is from the time that the contract is fully executed. The usual is on or about 45 to 60 days, which means after that 45 to 60 days, there is still a 30-day extension period that will be by law granted to the seller. And there is no reason for the seller to rush out of the house. With that said, once you decide you want to put your home on the market, you could actively look for a house for you that suits your needs and your desires, and it will synchronize. I promise you, if you're working with the right professionals, they will be able to help you do it the right way. And what better time than now with the competition to get the highest price possible for your money, for your home. Now, that doesn't mean that you could just decide to overprice your home just because you feel like it. No, it still has to be market value, but know that the process is easier and there will be more customers for your home versus other times this was not the case. And from the looks of things, obviously, nobody can predict what the market is going to be. But because of that pent-up demand and because we usually have March and April as our busy months and we did not have it, we went into an explosion the end of June. So this pent-up demand and this activity is going to continue throughout the fall, perhaps even into 2021 without an interruption. So if people are thinking, okay, I missed out on the chance of selling my home because it's not the quote-unquote springtime anymore, they don't have to worry about that. We still have a lot of buyers still looking, and there is shortage of inventory. And even after that, we have the renters who did rent for a year. Their time is coming up. Their lease is going to be over in a few months, and they still need to buy. So again, don't feel like you have missed the boat and you should not put your house on the market and wait till next spring to do that. You still have a good chance to be able to find the right buyer for your home.
Dahlia, I've often heard, you know, before you put your house up for sale, you should paint it and do this, that, and change her. I mean, like, if you're going to bother doing that, you might as well stay there, in my opinion. But that's besides. Does that make sense? Or, you know, if you painted it 9 years ago, why am I going to repaint it? Maybe there's some scuffs on the wall. Does it make a big difference?
Thank you for mentioning that, because that's a very, very good question and very important one. Sellers hesitate to sell also because of that. And as you said, okay, they painted a few years ago. Do they really want to bother going through this again? I would be the first person to discourage people from doing so. I always tell my sellers, if the money you're going to be putting in the house right now is not going to be doubled by the time you sell it, there is no reason to do it. If you are going to put a new bathroom in the house, what if the next buyer does not even like it? Now you wasted $10,000-$15,000 for what? It did not add any value to your home. Now that doesn't mean that your house has to be a mess and you present it just like that. No. Having a house well maintained is very important. You want the buyer to walk in and feel homey in that place. Now, could this mean that you need to do little inexpensive things such as washing your windows, making the sunlight come through? Yes, absolutely. You spend a couple of dollars, you do that. Could it mean that the front door needs to be cleaned up, or maybe have a nice bright color paint, which is also maybe $100 or so? That's small and that's doable. Do you do your landscaping beautifully so there is a curb appeal, and before people come into the house, they feel invited and they do walk in? Yes, those things are necessary to do. But I'll be the last person to tell you spend this and spend that so you could sell your home. No, you don't do that.
Okay. Yeah, because you read about it, and I've often, you know, people say, oh, no, you can't sell the house, you got to fix it. But I agree with you. You change the kitchen cabinets and you put a nice, beautiful mahogany, but I want that bleached wood, or vice versa.
Right.
And so now you spend $25,000 that I'm not going to give you back. But believe it or not, we have to go to another break. You see how time flies? Because this is very, it's fun and it's educational. Nevertheless, you're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back with Dahlia Ellison.